From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani has issued a decree to amend the country's anti-terrorism laws. It's a move that appears aimed at countering charges that the Gulf Arab state supports terrorism. Qatar has been under pressure from four Arab states, including Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt, over allegations it supports terrorism, a charge it denies. The decree includes definitions for the words terrorist, crime, terrorism, and acts of terrorism, as well as freezing of funds and financing terrorism. It also creates two national terrorism lists and sets rules for listing individuals and groups on each list. Oil giant ExxonMobil is suing the U.S. Treasury Department to stop a $2 million fine for violating sanctions against Russia while Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was Exxon's CEO. Exxon said the decision is fundamentally unfair and insists it did nothing wrong. It's challenging the Treasury action in the U.S. District Court in Texas. The Treasury Department said Exxon signed a contract in 2014 with Igor Sechin, head of Russia's state-owned Rosneft oil company and a longtime business associate of Tillerson. Sechin was on a list of Russian officials sanctioned because of the Russian annexation of Ukraine's Crimea region. The U.S. has lifted its ban on laptop computers on foreign flights headed to American airports. DHS's ban list originally affected 10 airports and 9 airlines, most of them Middle Eastern carriers. You're listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington.